want to hear, and if I can find it, the internet. Whatever it is. How many of the radio stations will do that for you, huh?
This is Alcohol and Tears, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We start off with a savvy show starter, Jeannie O'Neill from 1965 and the original version of Alcohol and Tears. Got some stuff you might have heard before, a bunch of new stuff. Back me up tonight will be Al Caiola from the album On the Trail, 1964, and United Artists. And Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie. I can't remember who did this. Frankie Lane did a vocal on this, I think. Anyway, you know the drill. Two songs and a talk break. Got Porter Wagoner queued up. This is Tears and Alcohol on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Mama, It's so good to be back home again. I'm so proud to see that you are looking well. Yes, I know that I look a little weary. Oh, but Mama, I have been through living hell. Mama, you know how much I've always loved her. Well, she done things to me I couldn't understand. Why she parked one night in our driveway with a stranger, where I could see her making love to him. If I lose my mind, Mama, I wanna be here with you. Have them lock me up, but see, I have good care. I just couldn't stand the torture any longer. I was afraid of what I'd do if I stayed there. Oh, Mama, she told me that her love had gone. How I wish that I had left way back then. But my love for her would not let me believe it. Just like it won't let me forget seeing them. Oh, if I lose my mind, Mama, I wanna be here with you. Have them lock me up, but see, I have good care. I just couldn't stand the torture any longer. I was afraid of what I'd do if I stayed there. I was afraid of what I'd do if I stayed there.
Friends, here's a story I want you to listen to. I'm the man that walked to the gallows for a crime I did not do. And down on my knees in a dark dungeon cell, I pleaded for my life. And as I looked up to the bars, I composed this song. And for the love of one girl, I owe my life. And for the American people, I wrote this song, Walking That Last Mile.
Thank you.
11 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Just heard Benny Hess from 1958 on the Major Records label, Walking That Last Mile. But I ain't gonna lie, after compilation, Hillbillies in Hell, Country Music's Tortured Testament from 1952 to 74. Tribulations was the name of that installment of that volume. Came out in 2019 on the Omni Recording Corporation label. And once again, originally released on Major Records in 1958, Walking That Last Mile. You heard Porter Wagoner from the What Ain't To Be, Just Might Happen LP. Came out in 1972 on RCA Victor, and If I Lose My Mind. I have an overwhelming desire to play Rubber Room from this, but I think I played in the last Tears and Alcohol I did back in August. Why don't we get back into it? I got Benny Hess's son, Troy, queued up now. This is Tears and Alcohol on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
She came home from work to help get me off to school. give her money just to shake her butt around. Hit her kids in school, didn't treat me worth a damn, cause mama was a dancer at the Claremont Lounge, and she was the best.
It's 5:19 Eastern Time, and this is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played. Just heard Greg Reese and Redneck Grease Deluxe, and Mama Was a Dancer at the Claremont Lounge. Track originally released on SMBT Records in 1994. I got off the compilation Bubba Palooza Volume 1, Chronicle of the Redneck Underground on Ishabon Records in 2006. And before that, you heard Troy Hess, son of Benny Hess, and Please Don't Go Topless Mother from Showland Records, 1972. I got off the compilation Godless America on Crypt in 1995. Coming up in 40 minutes will be the Desperate Hours, the year-end broadcast. Nothing special, just another, I don't know, 120 minutes of land crap for the elderly, I guess. Then we start a whole new year. Anyway, I hope everybody had a nice holiday. And may the upcoming year bring glad tidings. Let's get back into it. This is Tears and Alcohol on WMFO in Medford.
Business. I didn't have a worry in this world. Then on up ahead on that big open road, my lights picked up a hitchhiking girl. Then it all happened with a hiya hunt. Can I give you a lift down the road? Can't take it too fast, gotta learn to take it slow. I've got on a heavy load. She said, that's all right, big boy. Take all the time you need. And by the way, my name is Pearl. So I pulled in my rig at the next truck stop. Just me and my hitchhiking girl. started again with a G-Bend. Oh, you sure are big and strong. She purred like a kitten, and then I was admitting that this affair just couldn't be wrong. Then my trouble became double with a friendly embrace. Man, she really had me in a whirl. When I woke up at dawn, my wallet was gone, and so was my hitchhiking girl. Then it all ended with a what the. Boy, she really took me for a ride. Can't eat today, might as well be on my way. Just me and my busted pride. So I head out once more, too broke to be poor. But a lesson I've learned from this girl. Now you can take it from me and the ICC. Don't ever trust a hitchhiking girl.
Six Eastern Time, and this is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Once again, here in Al Kiola behind me, we're carrying back to the Lone Prairie from the On the Trail album, came out in 1964 on United Artists. Just heard Bill Woods and Truck Driving Man from 1962 on the Rose Records label, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off 18 Wheelers. Twisted Tales from the Truck Stops, 2016, on the Trailer Park label in the UK. Before that, Red Solvine, one of our patron saints of Tears and Alcohol, and Hitchhiking Girl from the I Didn't Jump the Fence LP, came out in 1967 on Starday. It's moving right along. Coming up in 33 minutes will be the Desperate Hours year-end broadcast. I think I'd be doing something special. But the only special thing is I do have a one set in the second hour. They'll be all in foreign languages. So that maybe you can take your bathroom break or whatever, then choke down dinner. Let's get back into it. This is Tears and Alcohol, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
People see us everywhere. They all think you really care. But myself I can't deceive, for I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My plans, my hopes, my schemes. You are my everything. But it's only make-believe. My
Stop the heartline, stop the heartbreak, boo.
5:33 Eastern Time, and this is Tears and Alcohol, special presentation of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Just heard Jackie Johnson, a little bit of rockabilly. Jackie Johnson, Star Light, Star Bright, released on the Wilmette label in 1959. I got off the compilation, Hot Boppin' Girls Volume 1, came out on the Supersonic Sound label, no date on that. For that, one of the patron saints of Tears and Alcohol, Lynn Anderson, channeling Conway Twitty, and It's Only Make-Believe from the Rose Garden LP, came out in 1971 on Columbia. We're going to end this broadcast. This is episode 11, by the way, of Tears and Alcohol. A little bit of religion. I hope I don't chase away what's left of the listeners. And then we go right into Desperate Hours. Episode, I have no idea. This is Tears and Alcohol, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
I don't care for city life. Move to town just to please my wife. Ain't allowed to whittle with my pocket knife. I want to go back to the farm. Can't wear overalls no more. Silly carpets all over the floor. Miss the boys at the general store. I want to go back to the farm. Sure miss fishing in old Mud Creek. Neighbors ain't friendly. They won't speak. Gotta take a bath at least once a week. Never had to do that in the farm. My, what I do to please a spouse. I was a man, now I feel like a mouse. Bathroom built right inside the house. Ain't like it was in the farm. Fancy restaurants, neon lights, women walking round in tights. I even miss the chigabites I used to get in the farm. Supposed to be a life of ease. Well, guess I'm just a little hard to please. Mama don't fix them black-eyed peas like she done back in the farm. My, that wife of mine's a sight. Where's that girdle? Too darn tight. Gonna learn to play bridge tonight. She weren't like that on the farm. Don't get milk from cows no more. Comes in a bottle, right to the door. You know, I ain't had a good saddle sore since I left my home on the farm. I'm a little older, but a whole lot wiser. My wife calls me a cheap old miser. Miss that smell of fertilizer that we had back on the farm. She just jabbers on the phone, talking about what the neighbors own. She's gonna find herself alone, 'cause I'm heading back for the farm.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park, getting frisky in the dark. I gave your eye a poke.
Give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Hearts of a thousand men.
5:40 Eastern Time, and this is Tears and Alcohol, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Cruising right along, Little Carolyn Sue, you just heard. Track I Hate Men, 1968, on the LAR Records label. But I ain't gonna lie, off a UFO on Farm Road 318. Twisted Tales from the Vinyl Wastelands came out on Trailer Park in 2015, the UK. Hats off to Joe Lacey for pointing me in that direction. And of course, Walter Brennan, whose fingerprints are all over this. Anything I do for the last, I don't know, roughly 8 to 10 years. Walter Brennan, Back to the Farm, came out in 1960 on DOS. Got Tom T. Hall and Carl Smith queued up. Some somewhat recent, well, actually probably within the last 3 or 4 years, Todd Farm Finds. Before we go on the digital side, well, digital being CDs, to close out the show. This is Tears and Alcohol on WMFO in Medford.
Shame on the rain for making me twice as blue. It's raining in my heart, on my window too. Days just like this have put out the flame. I've got that smoke in my eyes, shame on the rain. You'd think it's enough just to know that she's gone. With my kind of luck, it will rain from now on. After I've lost such a heartbreaking game, you'd think the sun would shine. Shame on the rain. Shame on the rain for adding to my unrest. Took the sun, it figures, I guess. I have my share of sorrow and pain. Look what a day it is. Shame on the rain. What a day it is, shame on the rain.
I thought I knew everything. I thought you'd wear my wedding ring, but now I see our love can't be. Look what the heart's done to me. I thought I could run around and still be the one to wear the crown, but I'm alone with memories. Look what the heart's done to me. Don't let it happen to you. Now that you know what thoughts will do, I thought I'd hear church bells chime. Thought someday that you'd be mine. But now I see our love can't be. Look what thought's done to me. What thoughts can do. I thought I'd won, but I'd lost you. And now I live in misery. Look what thoughts done to me.
Oh yeah, it's 5:47 Eastern Time, and this is Tears and Alcohol, special presentation of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Coming up in about 13 minutes will be the Desperate Hours year-end broadcast. Just heard Carl Smith, and Look What Thought's Done to Me from the Smith the Name LP, came out in 1957 on Columbia. And before that, Tom T. Hall and Shame in the Rain from the Ballad of $40 and his other great songs, 1969 on Mercury. Why don't we swing back into it? Because I got this week's sermon. And I don't want you to miss it. This is Tears and Alcohol on WMFO in Medford.
Mr. Freight Train, rolling down the line. Mr. Freight Train, hope you stay on time, 'cause my baby's waiting. Can't you hear my baby crying? Mr. Freight Train, my baby's waiting for me. Mr. Freight Train, my baby's waiting for me. She's been counting the days till they would set me free. Mr. Freight Train, I've been away too long. They sent me to that cell. They said that I done wrong. Mr. Freight Train, tell me what you'd have done if some dirty crook shot your brother with a gun. Mr. Freight Train, I hear old Blue running coon. Mr. Freight Train, sing me your lonesome tune. Let the folks all know that we will be there soon. Mr. Freight Train, I've been away too long. They sent me to that cell. They said that I done wrong.
I went to church the other night, and I felt somewhat at ease. I thought I was a pretty good guy, and my Lord I'd tried to please. But when the preacher took the floor, my pride all must have fled. After silent prayer, he took his text, and this is what he said. In Revelation 21:8, we find these words, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone." My subject for this time is not very pleasant. It's called This Hell-Bound Train. I'm not here to argue with you about religion or fuss with you about your belief. I'm here to tell you about this hell-bound train. Now, the engineer to this train is the devil. The conductor is one of his religious imps, and the passengers are those that follow Satan. I can see this train of deception pulling into the Garden of Eden. The conductor steps from the caboose and says to Eve, "Yea, hath God said." In other words, God said not to ride this train. But really, that's not what he meant, because he's a good God. He's too good to let you be destroyed. Eve saw that the train was beautiful, and she desired to take a ride. So she yielded to the voice of Satan, and as a result, Adam and Eve were the first among the fearful and unbelieving to ride this train of death and destruction. I can see this train coming through the Antediluvian world, then on to Sodom and Gomorrah, going on to another stop in Egypt, where Moses stands before Pharaoh, and I hear him say to the king, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go." Old Pharaoh rears back and said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" So atheism forced its way on this deathly train of disaster. This pale monster comes rolling through Babylon to take old Belshazzar and his intoxicated nightclubbers for their last ride. And now we go to Caesarea. Here I can see a well-dressed man with a beautiful woman. Who is that distinguished-looking guy? Oh, that's Governor Felix with his third living wife, Drusilla, the one he persuaded to leave her own husband to come and live with him. In front of the two is a prisoner, and yet he doesn't sound like one, for he speaks with a tear in his voice and as one having authority. I hear him say to the governor, "Felix, don't live this way. There's a judgment day coming. Don't ride this train." The trembling governor, not willing to break with sin, wiped a tear from his eye and said, "See you later, Paul." But Felix rode the train up no return. This hell-bound train comes to the station of the abominable. Here I can see Lot's wife, the proud, disobedient wife of a righteous man, and old wicked Jezebel, the painted viper of Israel. Then on to the place of murderers. Here I can see Cain, who slew his brother, Herod, who beheaded John the Baptist. There's old Nero, Mussolini, and Hitler, the killer of millions. All of these become riders on this pale monster of destruction. And now we come to the station of whoremongers. My, what a crowd here. Movie and recording stars, radio and TV stars, sailors, soldiers, and Marines by the scores, businessmen, factory workers, truck drivers, salesmen of all kind, so-called gospel singers. Well, what do you know? There's a member of one of the famous quartets of our nation. There's a preacher trying to hide himself. Just look at all those high school teenagers. Hell will surely have to be enlarged to make room for all this crowd. This hell-bound monster moves on to the place of sorcerers and idolaters, the devil's religious station. Here I can see the witch of Endor, Simon of Samaria, religious people of all kind, church leaders, pastors, well-known evangelists who had great revivals, pulling fire down from heaven, casting out devils by the Lord's name. The Bible describes them as false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So we can see that the devil himself is a religious leader. His train may go with this name, train of religion. Go with the crowd. The majority is bound to be right. So the deceived passengers fall to his philosophy. Listen, brother, the majority is going in the wrong direction. They're riding this hell-bound train. Look at all those idolaters on this train. The Israelites with the golden calf. Those who bowed to the image of Nebuchadnezzar. Look at all those people worshiping their cars, homes, and televisions. They're serving the gods of brass, iron, wood, and stone. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They're riding this train into outer darkness, where there's weeping
and wailing and gnashing of teeth. This train pulls into the last stop, the station of all liars. Look at the people getting on at this place. There goes King Saul, who lied to the prophet, Ananias and Sapphira, who lied to the apostle. And I can see church members with broken vows to God and the church, husbands and wives who lied to their companions, lawyers who lied in court, and car dealers and customers who lied in trade. Look at all those who lied about their income tax. All these become miserable passengers on this train to perdition, and they shall go away into everlasting punishment, to a lake which burns with fire and brimstone. For the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. I say to all of you scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life.
It's 5:56 Eastern Time, and this was Tears and Alcohol, Episode 11, a special presentation of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Just heard the Reverend Bonnie Pierce and Hellbound Train. Originally released on Star Day in 1958, this is another one off of Hillbillies in Hell, Country Music's Tortured Testament from 1952 to 74. This volume is called Revelations, mostly gospel, and, warnings against going to hell, I guess. Came out in 2020 on Omni Recording Corporation. This time they were located in Australia. Backing me up for the final time, Al Caiola, and Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie, from the On the Trail LP, 1964 United Artists. And before Reverend Bonnie Pierce, you heard Johnny Nelms from the compilation Castle Likes, Men in Black Walk the Line, 2017 on Trailer Park in the UK. Mr. Freight Train, a track originally released on Tilt in 1957. Gonna wrap this thing up with some Buddy Knox, who towards the end of his career, towards the end of his hit making, was more rockabilly and country. Desperate Hours is next. WMFO in Medford.
So long.
So long.
To you.
To you.
I hope I don't make you blue. But I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Apart.
Apart.
We've gone.
We've gone.
And I can't go on alone. So I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now I'll dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, lay me down to down. Send my remains to my best friend.
Yeah, the rest to my hole in the ground. The rest to my hole in the ground.
Well, I bow, my head, cause in the union I'm gonna be dead. Yes, I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, let me down to down.